Hello, and welcome to this week's edition of HealthBeat, Chiropractic Online Today's health news and informational podcast. In this week's news, we'll be looking at spinal manipulative therapy and subacromial pain syndrome, and finally, a story about implementation of the American College of Physicians guideline for low back pain. For HealthBeat, this is Dr. Todd Aglow. Welcome to HealthBeat Podcast number 768, recorded October 29th, 2021. HealthBeat is Chiropractic Online Today's radio program, providing current news and commentary about chiropractic and health. This week's episode is sponsored by Da Vinci Laboratories. Please surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the Da Vinci link for your health and nutritional needs. We also would appreciate your passing the word of our podcasts to your friends and colleagues. Please let everyone know how easy it is to subscribe via the Apple iTunes podcast directory. If you are interested in creating personalized HealthBeat podcasts for your office or website to help you attract new patients, please surf to our website and send us an email or Skype us by typing in HealthBeat, all in small letters. We are always looking to expand our interactivity with you, our loyal health community. If you would like to be kept up to date with current events about health, technology, and me, Dr. Todd Aglow, feel free to surf to twitter.com/teaglow, that's T-E-G-L-O-W, and click on the follow link. As always, a big thank you to our COT HealthBeat listener community. This podcast is made available through the generous donations we receive and greatly appreciate. If you could remember to surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the PayPal link to make a monthly donation, this would be greatly appreciated. And now for some news.
Thoracic spinal manipulation can improve pain and function in individuals with shoulder pain. However, the mechanisms underlying these benefits remain unclear. In a recent study published in the journal Clinical Biomechanics, the authors evaluated the effects of thoracic spinal manipulation on muscle activity, as alteration in muscle activity is a key impairment for those with shoulder pain. The authors also evaluated the relationship between changes in muscle activity and clinical outcomes to characterize the meaningful context of a change in neuromuscular drive. It was found that thoracic spinal manipulation immediately increases neuromuscular drive. In addition, increased serratus anterior muscle activity, a key muscle for scapular motion, is associated with short-term improvements in shoulder clinical outcomes. Surf to our show notes for links. Low back pain is the leading musculoskeletal pain condition and a key source of medical costs and disability. An estimated 20% of adults in the United States have low back pain, 50 to 80% report having a significant episode in their lifetime, and 23% experience disabling pain. Low back pain affects more than 31 million people in the United States at any given time and results in $100 to $200 billion per year in total health care costs. In 2017, the American College of Physicians, the ACP guideline for low back pain, recommended patients receive non-pharmacological interventions as a first-line treatment. One solution has been described in the literature, but not yet tested, is the primary spine practitioner model, that's the PSP model. The PSP model involves multidisciplinary collaborative care that includes doctors of chiropractic and physical therapists, clinicians who have specific expertise in the treatment of musculoskeletal conditions as first-line providers for low back pain. These clinicians routinely employ many of the non-pharmacological approaches recommended by the ACP guideline, including spinal manipulation and exercise. An upcoming study aims to determine if initial contact with PCP clinicians will improve physical function, decrease pain, decrease opioid prescriptions, improve patient satisfaction, and decrease costs and utilization of health care services in patients with a primary complaint of low back pain when compared with usual medical care. Surf to our show notes for links.
As always, please surf to our podcast show notes located at chiropracticradio.com for a full listing of web references mentioned in today's show. And remember, COT's HealthBeat always recommends discussing any nutritional, exercise, or other lifestyle modifications with a qualified healthcare professional.
thank you for listening. As always, we want to hear from you. Please send us your emails. Simply surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the email link. You can also leave us your voicemail. Simply open up your Skype client and type in Health Beat, all in small letters. If you have an idea for a future health segment, please feel free to contact me directly. Surf to chiropracticradio.com, scroll down and click on the email link. We also would appreciate your vote at podcastalley.com. If you are enjoying these podcasts, please surf to our Health Beat homepage and click on the Podcast Alley link. If you have a website for your practice and you'd like to add content to help you attract more patients, please consider adding a personalized HealthBeat segment to your site. Many listeners and subscribers are finding this useful content addition to their office's website. For more information, again, surf to chiropracticradio.com, scroll down and click on the email link. While at our website, please remember to consider making a donation to help keep these podcasts airing. Listener support, such as yours via our PayPal link, does help in allowing us to bring you these podcasts weekly. And please remember to support our sponsors by clicking their links, again located at chiropracticradio.com.
Finally, I leave you with the following quote. If you want to achieve excellence, you can get there today. As of this second, quit doing less than excellent work. For Chiropractic Online, today's Health Beat, wishing everyone to stay safe and healthy, this has been Dr. Todd Iglow.